Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Stardom 100 Radio.
What time is it?
With your host, Tanisha Davis. We're the show that's keeping it all the way 100 with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the heavenly orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal One Eternity, a.k.a. Mr. Everlasting, the Lyrical Assassin, and you are tuned into Stardom 100 Radio. Let's go.
Call security!
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Young Lion, Sammy, and right now you're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Keep it locked.
What's up, everyone? Thanks for tuning in to another dope episode here on Stardom 100 Radio. This is your girl, none other than Tanisha Davis. And today we're going to be talking about some trending topics in the media. We're also going to be talking about domestic violence. As you all know, that October is Domestic Violence Month. It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month as well. So, you know, I'm going to drop a little knowledge on today. So I hope everyone's been having a really, really dope Saturday. I hope your Saturday morning is kicking off right. Some of you may still even be in the bed, but thanks for rocking with me on the show. So today I wanted to talk, start out talking more so about this domestic violence situation that seems to keep happening over and over, especially in my community. Recently, we had a young lady who lost her life due to what the news is calling a murder-suicide, where family members of the young lady stated that she had been in an ongoing domestic situation with her boyfriend. And she also had two little kids, and she wanted to leave the relationship. And so the boyfriend did not want her to leave, so he killed her. He killed her, and he killed himself, and he tried to kill the friend as well. According to the news report, she was at a friend's house. I guess she had packed up and her kids were in the car and she was at a friend's house, and he pulled up, and it stated that a witness stated that he chased her around the car with a gun and shot her down. Then the friend tried to interfere and he shot her in the chest, and then he shot himself in the head. So he died. The young girl, God rest her soul, she died. But the friend is now in ICU, so we want to keep her in prayers. And we want to keep the family of the young lady who died and left behind two beautiful kids in prayers as well. You know, I hate hearing stories like this. This is just, I just never understand, you know, and I don't think we ever will, but I just never understand why a person would want to take a young lady's life, or anybody would want to take anybody's life when they want to leave you. If a person wants to leave, let them go. You know, they're, I don't care if you're married to them. I don't care if you're just boyfriend and girlfriend. If a person wants to leave you, let them go. I remember some years ago, T.D. Jakes taught a message talking about the power of saying goodbye. You know, learn how to let people go. Learn how to tell people bye. You know, if you don't want to be in my life, goodbye. Good riddance. don't force anybody to stay in your life that doesn't want to stay in your life. If they don't want to be with you, they don't want to be with you, you know? And leave it alone. Let it go. There's no reason for us to be killing anyone because they don't want to be with you. It's so devastating. It's so disturbing, you know, to hear that these two beautiful little kids are being left behind. Their mom is gone. She's not coming back because someone felt like if you're gonna leave me, then I'm gonna take your life. You know, and it's such a scary situation. And I always tell young women, you know, if a person is being abusive to you, get out of that situation. Get out of that situation. Let it go. It's not worth it because, honey, it's not love. Sometimes we think that love is someone putting their hands on you. You know, you think it's cool. You know, yeah, we're going to fight and so forth like that. You think it's love. Yes, people do have disagreements. It happens in relationships. It happens in marriages. But when it comes to someone putting their hands on you, beating you, blacking your eye, choking you, that is not love. And that's when it's time to say, hey, I got to get up out of this situation because you don't love me. Because I wouldn't, and I tell people, like, whatever you wouldn't do to yourself, you shouldn't allow from someone else. I'm not going to sit up and black my eye. If I do, there's something wrong with me. I'm not going to sit up and try to choke me until I pass out. You know, if I do, there's something wrong with me. Okay? So if you're not going to do that to yourself, don't allow someone else to do it to you. That's why you have to learn what it really means to be loved, you know, and that's why it's so important, young ladies, young men as well, to learn how to be by yourself for a while so you can learn how to love yourself. Stop jumping out of one relationship into the next relationship into the next relationship. Learn how to be by yourself for some time so you can learn how to love yourself. Learn what makes you happy. Learn everything about you. What do you like? What do you like to do? What do you like to eat? Where do you like to go? Learn about you. I was involved in a relationship some years ago where the guy was verbally abusive, and he wanted to always put his hands on me, grabbing on me, snatching on me, choking me. And I had to realize, like, this, you know, this is not it. I'm worth more than this. You know, I'm not about to let this person take me away from my child. So I got to get out of this situation. You know, it was getting out of hand. And even though, I was letting the family know what was going on, you know, it just was getting out of hand. This person was getting too comfortable with constantly putting their hands on me. You know, and I had to fight myself out of some situations. So I say this to young women, and there are men who deal with domestic violence situations as well, but I want to focus on these women. Please get out of those situations. You know, don't sit there and try to fight a man, you know, and keep allowing him to put his hands on you. And I know a lot of you feel like you're trapped and it's hard to get out of the situation because you feel like you have children involved and so forth. And you feel like if I leave, this could happen, that could happen. You have this guy threatening you. This is where you start creating a paper trail. This is where you call the police and you create a paper trail. You continue to let the police know what this person is doing. Today, this person hit me in my eye. Okay, time to file a report. Call the police out there, file a report. Because a lot of these guys are cowards. They're cowards. You call the police out there and get them up out your house. A lot of them are cowards. They're not going to do nothing anyway. They're going to run. When I first had to call the police on the guy that was putting his hands on me, he ran. He left the apartment. He ran. So a lot of them are cowards. But you start creating that paper trail. You start making those reports to the police department that this person is constantly putting their hands on me. And if it gets to a point, if it ever gets to a point where you have to defend yourself to save your life, then there is a paper trail of reports that have stated, I have been trying to get help about this situation. I've called the police multiple times. I've had this person arrested or whatever. And it got to this point where I had to defend myself. And you have to do what you got to do. You know, so my condolences to that family that lost this young lady. It's heartbreaking. I keep seeing these cases popping up with me and snapping and killing the lady. Like, how bad does it have to get for you to say, I'm going to take a gun and take your life? Like, it's not, to me, it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. You know, I just feel like it's not worth it. Just leave. Men, leave. It's a ton of women out in the world. Leave. Women, leave. He ain't the only baddest thing. Y'all get these bad boys, these guys, and y'all feel like, that's my baby, that's my boo, and y'all don't want him with nobody else. If he ain't treating you right, let him go be with somebody else. Leave him alone and go find you a good man, or be found more so. Be found. That's another topic. Be found by a good man. Work on you. Spend some time alone. Spend some time alone. Ain't nothing wrong with being alone and learning how to love you so that you can have a happy, long life of peace and love, okay? So enough on that topic, because it just makes me emotional, you know? Because it's like, oh, my God, this is, so other topics trending in the media. Let's get to some trending topics in the media. Let's talk about the cop who, her name's Amber Guyer. I hope I said her name right. She was a former Dallas police officer. And this past Wednesday, she was sentenced to 10 years in prison for killing her neighbor, who was a black guy. She was a white officer, and she killed a black guy who was her neighbor, Baltham, I don't know if it's John, but she killed him, thought that he was in her apartment whatsoever. Trending right now, a lot of people want to talk about whether it was a good idea that the brother hugged her, and they say the judge hugged her, and everyone consoled her, and so forth like that. So a lot of people have been sharing their thoughts about forgiveness. Now, true enough, you know, us as believers in God, yes, you're taught to forgive. Yes, you do want to forgive. But for me, you forgive, but you don't forget. Forgive, but you don't forget. If someone entered my home, entered my family member's home, my brother, my flesh, and my, that's family, you know, and killed them, took their life because they said they mistakenly went into the thought they were in their apartment, whatever the story, because, see, that whole story to me just doesn't add up. But anyway, this person comes in and kills them and takes their life, and you're giving them a hug, you know, you want to hug them because of what they, you know, to let them know I forgive you and so forth. Me personally, I can only speak for me. I cannot speak for the rest of the world, but I'm not hugging you. I'm not hugging you. You just took someone dear to me away. They can never come back. I can't go hug them. I can't go hug my relative, my brother, that you just took away from me forever. I can never hug him again. So I'm not fixing to hug you. Yes, I forgive you, but I'm not about to hug you. You know, I just, that's not me. And a lot of people say, this is a beautiful, some folks are like, it's a beautiful thing. You know, that's so powerful that he could go and hug this young lady who murdered his brother. That's powerful. That's the love of God. God is a God of love, and God is also a God of wrath. Hello, do you hear me? So a lot of times people get it twisted. They think, well, you know, I'm doing this because God is love, and this is what God would have done. God is also a God of wrath. God has also taken some people up out of here. You know what I'm saying? For doing others wrong. Have you read your Bible lately? Have you read the whole thing? You know, so in that situation, me personally, I feel like this person went in and whatever was going on with them, I don't know if she was on drugs, I don't know what was the case, but you went ahead and you took someone's life. No. Me personally, no. I don't have any hugs for you. I forgive you, yes, but I don't have any hugs for you. Also coming up, Tyler Perry. Shout out to Tyler Perry doing the thing. He just opened up his studios in Atlanta, Georgia. So actually today they're going to be having a major gala. It's going to be a black tie gala, ooh, you know, and they're going to be celebrating the opening of his studio, which is 330 acres. It's going down. It's going down in Atlanta. If you are in entertainment, if you are an actor, if you're trying to pursue your acting career, if you are doing anything in entertaining, honey, Atlanta is the place to be right now, because Atlanta is the new Hollywood. Atlanta is the new Hollywood. I'm telling you, Atlanta is the new Hollywood. So it's booming for anyone that's in the media industry or trying to take their career to the next level. So shout out to Tyler Perry. He said that the Black Tie Gala will not just celebrate his studio, but Hollywood figures like Cicely Tyson, Oprah Winfrey, and Denzel Washington are some people that inspired him and so forth. They will be honored during this celebration, this opening this weekend. So, again, shout out to Tyler Perry. I just think that's really, really dope, you all, like, for real. That's dope, you know, what he's doing in his city. This man's story is so inspiring. To go from being homeless, sleeping in your car, to opening up your own studio? Come on, hello. If you are an entrepreneur, if this story has not inspired you to keep going, come on, you need to keep going. You know, don't give up. I don't care what situation you are in. Do not give up on yourself. Keep going. Because he is a living testimony that your life can turn around if you just keep going. You don't know when your winning moment is going to be, so keep going. So shout out to Tyler Perry. You know, I think that's just really, really awesome what he's doing. And, you know, Tyler, I love you. I admire you. Keep doing what you're doing, you know, for the black community. Keep representing, doing your thing. Also, condolences. This past week we lost a very well-known actress by the name of Diane Carroll, who was a singer and actress. She's very popular for her Oscar nominations for TV appearances in Julia and Dynasty, and she died just yesterday. She was 84 years old, so our condolences to her and her family. Also, your boy Brandon T. Jackson, actor Brandon T. Jackson, has a movie that he's currently filming for. It's called Trap City. Trap City is about a struggling rapper working as a drop man for a drug kingpin. and he records a song that becomes a viral hit hours before his arrest. So it's supposed to be like a really, really dope movie that he is working on. And like I said, so the guy, his fame intensifies because of his crime, but after an attempt to on his life, he faces the choice of going to prison and destroying his career or testifying against a dangerous crime boss who will not fail a second time. So that's the synopsis on Trap City. But I just want to applaud Brandon T. Jackson for doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? Look at all these people like Tyler Perry. Brandon's out here. He has his own studio, and he's doing his own filming for his own movie. You know, even people like Lorenz Tate, the Tate Brothers, they're out there doing their own thing. So hats off to them. Trap City is currently in filming right now, and it's also supposed to be there's also a lot of great talent involved, like Clifton Powell. So shout out to him. He's doing his thing. I think he was just in Memphis, Tennessee recently doing some filming, some scenes for the movie. So shout out to him. It's go season for people. You know, it's time for you to do your own thing. Don't wait for nobody to open the door for you. It's time for you to get out there and open your own door. And that's what Tyler Perry did. Tyler Perry was not waiting on nobody to open those doors for him. He said, I'm going to go build 330 acres of doors to open for myself. Hello. Okay. And Brandon T. Jackson is doing his own filming for his movie. So shout out to him. We're going to have him on the show as a guest to talk about Trap City so you all can learn a little bit more about that film. So, again, just this is encouraging to a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, just keep going. And a lot of times we're sitting back and we're waiting on someone to give us an opportunity. We're waiting on someone to open the door for us. Please come open the door. Hello, see me. Do you see how talented I am? Do you see how amazing I am? Please open the door for me. No, sometimes you just need to go open your own door. So sometimes you need to just go up there and build a whole door, you know, knock that wall out and just build your own door and just go in. You know, you don't have to wait for nobody to give you an opportunity. Just learn how to be great within yourself. Be great, shine, get your shine on, and keep doing great things. Also, I'm excited, coming up November the 2nd, Stardom 100 Radio has been nominated. Hey! For the Grind Awards happening in Mobile, Alabama on November the 2nd. So I am truly honored. I am honored. You know, this is happening in Mobile, Alabama, my hometown city. Shout out, Mob Town. Okay. so I'm excited. Stardom 100 Radio has been nominated for the Grind Awards happening November the 2nd. In Mobile, Alabama. I believe this is taking place at the Mobile Convention Center. Tickets are $60. You all, come out and show your love for the show. Come support the show. Come support your girl, Tanisha Davis. Come through. Many of you know me by my nickname, Star. You know, whatever you want to call me for the night, just come through, okay? Come show your love because I'm so excited about this. I have been doing this show since 2015, and I have been so blessed to have so many dope people, including Brandon T. Jackson and Christopher Martin and Sammy and all these great people, so many to name, James Worthy. I've had a lot of dope people come and grace the mic on this show, and we're taking the show to bigger and better things. So I'm super excited to be nominated for the 2019 Grind Awards. Also coming up in Mobile, if you're in the area, Mobile, Alabama, November the 9th, get ready for the 2019 Neo Soul Experience. Get your tickets, okay? Tickets are only $20. There's going to be two amazing bands there. We've got performances by Steven Johnson. We have the Vibe Show Band. We have poetry by God's Gift, Eternity. A few other people are going to be gracing the mic. There's going to be free food while it lasts, okay? complimentary gifts. There are going to be vendors there. This is going to be really, 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 really big. So, again, that's happening November the 9th on a Saturday. Tickets are $20. You can purchase them online. You can go on Facebook to the Neo Soul Experience Facebook page and get more details and information about the event. So big things popping, and we're truly excited, and Stardom 100 Radio is behind the production of that. So just keep watching us, and be sure to follow the show on Instagram at Stardom 100 Radio. That's with two R's, STARRDOM 100 Radio. Follow us on Instagram. We're also on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes. We're pretty much all over. Just Google us. So be sure to follow the show and keep up with who we'll have next. Also, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Tanisha D. Davis, T-A-N-I-S-H-A-D, as in Danny D. Davis. Follow me on Instagram and keep up with what I have going on. You know, I'm always interviewing some dope people, so you just never know what will be happening next with me. So be sure to follow the show. Again, thank you so much. We have a highlight on today from a music artist, Hassan. I hope I said it right, Hassan or Hassan. This is a hip-hop mix called Boom You Say. So we're going to rock out to that. And I thank you again for tuning in to the show. Keep up with us, keep up with us, keep up with us by liking us on social media. And thank you again for rocking with us. And we are out. Happy Saturday to you.
You say you want this. You say you need this. But you can't get it. Baby, no, you're not the one. You're not the one. You're not the one. We're gonna dance all night, bring it on to the sunlight. We can't stop, 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 and work it to the ground. I'm getting down.
Let's get into this. Go ahead with yourself. Yeah. Smash. Yeah. Woo. One step, two step, three. Chilling in my beat, boys dance, trying to stay free. I make the music for the clubs and the cheats. Even got it thumping in your headphones in the streets. Nah, red light, yellow light, green. Lamping in my Kango with a new gangster lean. You see my squad popped up on the scene. Brand new Ferrari, so fresh, so clean. One step, two step, three. Chilling in my beat, boy stance, trying to stay free. I make the music for the clubs and the jeeps. Even got it thumping in your headphones in the streets. Nah, red light, yellow light, green. Lamping in my Kango with a new gangster lean. You see my squad popped up on the scene. Brand new Ferrari, so fresh, so clean. First we hit 'em low, then we hit 'em high. Underrated, but we made it to the finish line. Rhymes designed to combine and intertwine. Spring to the summer, fall, even winter time. Beats banging harder than head-on collisions. We make incisions with precision and quick decisions. Causing double visions if you ain't up to speed. You need to speed it up, partner, Keanu Reeves. You reach your final hours, minutes, second, last days. Snowstorms backed up with a heat wave. Nobody stays the same and everything is different. Parallel dimension shifted soon as I ripped it. Now you can boogie all night until your feet hurt. And if you don't know about me, better do some research. One step, two step, three. Chilling in my B4 stance, trying to stay free. Now put your hands up for the realest.
Now wave them all around if you really feel this. I hear the track, so now it's time to kill this. Reemerge from the underground as the illest. Skills on the microphone, you're getting analyzed. Under microscopes like DNA and chromosomes. These suckers are pathetic, my energy kinetic. Soon as I say